Hari Om and Namaste. This is your host Kishore Trivedi welcoming you to today's episode of Know Your Dharma, a Radio Naira show. It gives me great pleasure to present today's guests, the three co-presidents of Duke University Hindu Student Association, Harsha Sharma, Aditya Kotla, and Advait Singh. Let me first ask them to briefly introduce themselves.
Namaste, my name is Arsha Sharma and I'm a junior majoring in neuroscience at Duke University. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hari Om, everyone. My name is Aditya Kotla. I am a junior studying neuroscience and computational biology at Duke University. I'm from Irvindale, Iowa.
Namaste, everyone. My name is Advait Singh. I'm a junior majoring in biomedical engineering and computer science at Duke, and I'm from Denver, Colorado.
Can each of you tell us about how having Hindu Student Association here at Duke helped you during your sojourn at Duke? In other words, what has HSA meant to you?
HSA has been one of the first communities that I've joined here at Duke during my freshman year, and it was a way that I met many new friends and mentors. So going to different pujas, celebrating the different festivals, and just being surrounded by others celebrating with me made me feel at home, especially during my first year here at Duke. And I'm glad to have been able to contribute to HSA through being on the exec board for the last couple of years.
So for me, growing up in a community where it was kind of difficult to find a strong Hindu community, my family and I had to make a significant effort to build one for ourselves. After coming to Duke, however, HSA has made this much easier and much more feasible for me to connect with my roots and stay in tune with my religion. The Hindu Students Association has been a huge part of my involvement at Duke, and I'm really thankful for that.
From my perspective, the importance of HSA has really come down to the community. Being part of HSA affords me the opportunity to connect with others who share similar beliefs and values. What's more, being able to understand my faith from the perspectives of others who share it has been an eye-opening experience for me. I've always believed that community is one of the most important parts of religion, and HSA is no exception.
It's wonderful to, and I see a distinction between what Aditya said, that he was raised in a community where there wasn't much of a Hindu collection, whereas that was not the case for Harsha and perhaps Advait. So yeah, we need to bring that up too, that there are some people who are used to having being surrounded by other Hindus, whereas others are not so in the past. Can you tell our listeners about the Hindu chaplain that we recently hired in July 2021, Ms. Priya Amresh?
So I was here at Duke when Madhuji, who was our previous chaplain, had just decided that she was going to retire from the role, and we were looking in the community to hire a new chaplain. And having a chaplain is integral for student religious life. It gives them someone that they can look up to and who's just a mentor as a student adapts to the different stage of life in college and being away from home. So not only has Priyaji served as somebody who has been that mentor for students, but she has also engaged with the Duke community overall. So for example, Priyaji is extending her support to the wider Duke community through her Hatha yoga classes at the Duke Wellness Center, which is open to all students. And so it's been really great to have Priyaji with our team and just representing HSA to the entire Duke community, whether that be in the chapel, through weekly meetings with other chaplains, and administration in general, or it being helping all students in the Duke community.
So as Arsha said, Priyaji has done a great job being that mentor and someone who students can seek out advice from. But additionally, Priyaji has really been able to connect with students in a very unique way. She herself was actually brought up in the United States, and so she's well aware of how Hinduism can play a role in the college campus and being a part of college and, you know, trying to build a Hindu community within her own college is something that she is experienced with. And so having that personal experience and all of those years of education where she has worked to build a Hindu community for herself really helps her connect with students here at Duke as well, because she has that experience of growing up in the U.S. Away from India and trying to, you know, be a part of a Hindu community here. So in that way, Priyaji has done a really great job of being able to really build relationships with students here.
To build on that, we're really thankful to Priyaji for helping us construct and build a more vibrant Hindu community here on campus. And one of the ways that she's done that is by hosting weekly events such as satsangs on Thursdays in the Greenhouse Prayer Room. This is a way for students of all walks of life, everybody's welcome, Hindus, of course, but everybody else also. It's a way for us all to connect and build community with other students. We want to learn the perspectives of other people. We want to discuss the things that are troubling us in life, the things we're happy about. Priyaji has fostered a community that's made that possible. She's also held specific and more specialized sessions for major festivals like Mahashivratri, Diwali, Holi, and all of those have been really important to celebrate the specific holiday and our own unique perspectives on that day. And so Priyaji has been really instrumental in helping expand that presence of Hinduism on campus and holding these really important events that have helped bring us together as a community.
Yeah, I'm actually extremely happy that we were able to find somebody when Madhuji stepped down. And I wasn't sure whether Priyaji will accept my idea of joining as a Hindu chaplain because she's extremely busy. But fortunately, she agreed. And what I find is not only that she is raised in this country and therefore knows what does a Hindu American face in US, but also she is very well steeped in yoga and meditation and Vedanta. So we have a very good chaplain here, and I'm very, very happy about that. Now, what I have always observed all through the years that we have had HSA, that there are two distinct groups of Hindu students at Duke. One group of students are directly from India, who were born and raised in India. And another group that is, even if born in India, like some of you, but raised in US. So my question is that, and off and on, we have had participation from more from one group than the other. But I would want to see these two groups work with each other and help each other in every which way possible. So what is your take on these two different groups and how to make full participation from both groups and help each other?
So yeah, to address that question, there's some things that we have as Hindu Students Association been challenged with, but there's also really some great things that have been happening even as most recently as our most last event. But to kind of talk about some of the challenges that we have been facing previously, one thing is that it's pretty difficult to coordinate events across the two parts of the Hindu populations here at Duke, both in the undergrads as well as the graduate student population. A lot of times, whether it can come down to simply scheduling, the courses and the schedules for each courses are different. And so being able to coordinate events where both student groups can participate is sometimes a challenge throughout the week. Additionally, there's a kind of broader challenge of having a different relationship with Hinduism. Students who are grad students who are coming from India may have a more different perspective on Hinduism itself, whether it's as a religion or a culture, compared to students who were born and brought up here. And so those two different perspectives and relationships with their religion can oftentimes result in different levels of participation. So some people may be more involved with some of the cultural events, while others may necessarily want to go to a lot of the religious events because they think or they believe Hinduism is a more religious connection for them. And so having those different relationships also kind of makes it a little difficult to determine which events to host, whether we should have certain pujas or not have different pujas, or whether we should celebrate certain festivals versus not host those festivals. And so those are some challenges. And in addition to that, each grad school has its own smaller Hindu community. So the nursing school, the medical school, the business school, the law school, all of them kind of have a little Hindu community within themselves. And so another thing is trying to coordinate events across those different groups. Sometimes medical school or the graduate schools will host their own events on their own to kind of foster community within their own, you know, graduate student program. So oftentimes it'll be difficult to host many events because each grad group wants to host their own. And so trying to build a larger Hindu community where all of these different groups come together is a focus of ours, especially this year.
Yeah, that would be very nice. Very nice if you can coordinate all this and put them all together. Learning from each other will be much much easier then. And getting more space will be easier if you have a much larger community. Plus, Arsha, you have things to say about this, right?
Yeah. So as Adya mentioned, there have been a lot of events that bring both communities, graduate and undergraduate, together. And we're really glad that as HSA, we have been able to provide that platform. So some bigger examples of that would be Diwali, Garba, and Holi. So Diwali and Garba were held at Penn Pavilion, which is a really large space here at the undergraduate campus. And we had both graduate students and undergraduate students celebrating Diwali and celebrating Garba together. And this past weekend, all of us celebrated Holi together, where we played with colors and we just had a very incredible event. And so with that, I think a lot of the times graduate students also bring with them a lot of their own experiences, as we mentioned, of celebrating in India or in their home countries. And with that, they bring a lot of their own enthusiasm to the events that they get to share with all of the undergrads as well. And so it's been a really nice experience bringing both students together.
Yeah, but I think spreading the word that HSA is for everyone, medical students, business students, graduate students in engineering sciences, that will help. And similarly, chaplain is for all of them, not just for undergraduates. So if we can somehow spread that message, and that will be wonderful, I think. Now, can you please tell us about the space that is available for Hindu students at Duke? I know way back when we acquired the prayer space, small little room to be shared with Buddhist group, and then there was a flood in that, and then another small space was offered, and now we have a little bit better space, this green greenhouse room. So can you tell us more about what would be the what is the current situation, and where would we like to go, how much larger space do we need?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, the original prayer room that the Hindus had on campus had flooded. And since then, about 4 years of Hindu Student Association leadership have been trying to resolve that issue. Because as I'm sure it's evident, a prayer space is a very important part of the experience of being a Hindu on campus. It's where a lot of pujas are held. It's where students can go on their downtime to pray and be one with their faith. And it's a very important thing to have to promote community and to promote engagement with religion, but it's unfortunately something that we've been struggling with for quite some time. For context, the current prayer room is located in the Duke University Bryan Center, but it's in a rather convoluted location, and it's rather inaccessible as well. It's difficult to get to, and even describing the directions to someone, you find yourself getting lost trying to tell them where it is because of what a difficult location it's in. And I'll add on top of that, it's a rather small room with no natural light, which doesn't make the experience of being in that room and praying in that room very conducive. So that's not ideal. We have been working to change this. We've been working with the Duke administration to try and get a better room for the Hindus on campus. Now, Duke has a lot of considerations when they assign rooms to different groups, and they have to take a lot of things into account. So we understand that it can be difficult for them, but we have been a little bit disappointed and frustrated with the lack of change and how long it's taken to be able to get a new room on campus. But we do understand the considerations they're working with, and so we're doing our best to be cooperative with them. Recently, we have been using a Bryan Center greenhouse room quite a lot more. That room is larger, it has more natural light, it's more easily accessible. And so that's definitely a step in the right direction. But we still believe that the Hindus require a little bit of a larger space on campus, particularly because behind Christianity, Hinduism is actually the second largest religious demographic on campus. And given that, you know, with that statistic, given that we have one of the smallest, if not the smallest prayer rooms on campus, that's unfortunate to say the least. And so this is definitely something that we're trying to resolve, and definitely something that we need to resolve as an organization going forward, just to make sure that we have a space that's appropriate for our organization, and of course for any Hindu students that want to use the space.
Yeah, but I think, you know, this fragmentation of many different groups is one of the reasons. If all these groups can get together, then there will be so much, so many people there that it will be hard to ignore. So our main task, I think, HSA's main task in my mind, is to get as many of these groups together as possible. So Aditya, you were saying something about this, right?
Yeah, so kind of to add on to that discussion, we, for the past few years, in order to host different events, we've kind of been we've been reserving different spaces all across campus to put together different events. And so that's been a little challenging because in order to build a community at Duke, something that we need is constancy, and changing locations and moving around all over campus really loses that. Hindu students kind of lose the fact that, oh, we don't have this one designated space that we can go to. And so some future directions and next steps that we've been trying to emphasize, especially this last year, is to rejuvenate the Dharma Council, which is a group of community members, as well as administrators, and as well as some students who are trying to look towards other religious groups and kind of build a bigger community and look at resources that we can get in order to get our own space on campus. And one of the bigger goals that we can hopefully get from that is to put together and construct a mandir here on campus. That is definitely a little ways out, but hopefully if we can slowly work towards that and increasing our space and increasing the availability of space for students to go to, we can get there eventually.
Very good, very good. How does the practice of Hinduism differ on campus versus what you were used to at your homes?
So one of the things that I've realized during my time in HSA is how everyone practices Hinduism a little differently. And so that's a very unique characteristic that we as HSA get to embrace and about learning each other's practices. But I think one way that Hinduism differed for me while being on campus versus what I was used to at home would be I was very used to going to satsangs on Sunday or just listening to the Gita or the Mahabharata. For me, that was my way of practicing Hinduism versus other students. I know that they were more used to going to pujas or chanting mantras. And so I think it was really nice to learn about the different ways that people practice Hinduism, and just learning from each other has been very insightful.
Yeah.
I think that adding on to that, offering a different perspective also, there are a couple of similarities that actually help us also. Like, for example, Diwali is a very culturally relevant event to many students, and it's celebrated and practiced widely throughout the Hindu community. And so, correlating that, it's one of the largest events that we host on campus. A similar thing is true with Holi. It's very well celebrated and very widely celebrated, and thus is one of the largest events that we host on campus. And personally, that rings true for me as well. I knew that, you know, growing up at home, the events that I celebrated and the pujas I went to, the specific holidays that I celebrated, I was worried that some of them might not be represented at Duke, and that, you know, my style of prayer might be different enough from what's encountered here to where there might not be an event held on a particular day that I find important. And I've happily found that to not really be the case, given that there are some similarities that allow us to encompass at least most of the major holidays, and a lot of the smaller ones as well. And that there's a lot of diversity on, for example, the HSA executive board. And so we all understand that there are different events that come from different places. And so we're able to plan for many different events to accommodate a lot of different types of students. And so at least coming from home, I've actually found that while the events are sometimes celebrated differently, and there's sometimes different aspects to the events that I hadn't celebrated previously, I'm glad to see that a lot of those events are still there. And there's still something that I can be part of.
Yeah.
And along that same thread, just like what Advait and Arsha were saying, different people celebrate different events differently. And whether that comes down to how, whether each event or puja or festival has a different name, whether there's different rituals that are performed within each religious event. But when we all come together, there's really a lot that we can learn. And that's something that we have seen, especially in our events this past year, where each person has kind of brought their own perspective and talked about how they've been able to celebrate that event back home, or how what they do in their state in India. And so we've really learned a lot, especially for me back home. A lot of my relationship with Hinduism has come from attending different pujas or going to avratam, and coming to Duke, I've been able to really see how widely and broadly Hinduism is practiced across India. I didn't know that different events had so many different names, because now that I realize that we're hosting different pujas, a lot of times whether it's Priyaji or other exec members, they'll call it something else. And it's really interesting to see that we all have that same underlying spirituality, but we're expressing it and practicing it in different ways. And that's really great.
Yeah, you know, if you really observe, Hinduism has so many different varieties. It depends on religion, so region of India, as well as sampradaya. Right? So within the same region, there are many different sampradayas. And so this wide variety is not visible if you are cloistered in a certain environment. But when you come to a broader exposure, then you realize how beautiful this is, or how many different varieties, or how to pronounce things is very different from one area to another. So yeah, some of us also learn after getting to a larger community about that. Now, can you describe any connections that Duke HSA already has with larger community around, or would like to have with either local or wider Hindu community?
I think that the community has come to support HSA in a variety of different ways. So one example that I can think of was during COVID, we were hosting a lot of the pujas on Zoom. And so we were kind of worried about how we would kind of maintain the same level of engagement with the people who attended the pujas. And one thing that we were able to do were Banditis volunteered to host our events through Zoom. So Prafulji, who is Shruti Desai's dad, he was able to give us a virtual tour of the Atlanta Mandir and conduct a puja for one of our events. Similarly, Priyaji has been able to take students on local trips to the temple. And I was talking to her very recently, and she was talking about one of these trips where she took a group of students to the Mandir. And then after that, they all went to a Indian grocery store nearby and talked and just connected with each other to kind of just show the level of support that not only the community with temples, but just Durham in general has come to help HSA. HSA exec would like to, you know, visit more local temples and engage with the community in that way as well. And we even have volunteers from the Mandir and the community bring prasad to all of our events and pujas.
So along with that, the local community has supported Hindu Students Association in a tremendous way. But the Hindu Students Association has also been trying to give back to the community. And one way we've attempted to do that is to put together a backpack project, kind of as a seva or service for the community. And so the exec board members of the Hindu Students Association helped backpack nearly 100 backpacks for those in need in our local community. And we put those together with essential supplies to help people get through the winter. Any sort of food supplies and, toiletries that they may need to support them throughout the winter months. And so that was a really, really fulfilling project that we did. And it was a way for us to connect with our community and give back after all that the community has done for us. And so we hope to continue to do.
Through what group did you do that? And we should expand that kind of activity, right? I also read in Priyaji's email that she wants to organize a food bank, something of that nature. So which group did you do this with, the backpack project?
Yeah, so the backpack project is actually a national project. It's held in various different organizations and different campuses. One of our exec board members actually started to create a mini project here at Duke. And so the backpack project is what is the name of that national project. And so we decided to help a local community here in order to kind of expand that backpack project to Duke University as well.
So this local community was identified as a part of the national organization?
Yes.
Okay, very good, very good. Go on, please. Sorry to
interrupt. Yeah, no worries. Kind of going off of that, we want to find different ways to give back to our community, and we felt the backpack project was a great way to do that. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to get more ideas and find different ways to do so. Some other things that we have coming up are we plan to go visit the BAPS Mundir as an exec board and to try and build that community within the exec board, but also go back to really well-known temples in the United States, such as the BAPS organization. We also plan to visit the Hindu Society of North Carolina to support Prakash Bhave and his talk there. And this is for students who are interested in general. We're planning to coordinate a trip there. So that will be a great way to also connect with the community. In addition to that, we have been for the past year co-sponsoring the Know Your Dharma events with the Hindu Society of North Carolina. So we as a Hindu Students Association have been promoting these events among the undergraduate and graduate student body to try and increase the attendance for these Know Your Dharma series. Overall, we've just been trying to find different ways to not only increase the support that the community has been giving us, but also give back to the community in different ways.
A final thing I'll add is that us at Duke University have also been trying to work more closely with the Hindu student organizations at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill and NC State in Raleigh. And we've enjoyed success with this in the past. At our Diwali event last semester, we found great success by inviting some of the dance crews from UNC and from NC State to perform at Diwali. And I know that students attended as well from those universities, and everyone gave us positive feedback about how well those groups performed, but also that it was nice to interact with Hindus from other universities and to meet others that shared their faith from different schools throughout the region. So that's also something that we are continuing to expand in the future and something that we've enjoyed in the past.
You can also add NC School of Science and Math, which is local to us, right? And in the past, sometimes we have had connection with the Hindu group at NCSSM. That may be somewhat easier in some sense to do, and they might like that, right? The students, they are the juniors and seniors in high school, and they would love to have some of you be their bade bhai, bade behan, or something like that, right? So, any kind of bringing people together is ideal, is wonderful. I also mentioned here the possibility of this baccalaureate service combining with the three RTP campuses and the Hindu Society of North Carolina. If we can do that, a grand scale baccalaureate service, that would be another wonderful, wonderful thing to do. But anyway, is there anything else that you want to add? We have had this wonderful conversation. Any of you want to add anything else? No? All right. In which case, I thank you very, very much for taking the time for this interview. And Hari Om and Namaste.
Thank you so much for having us. It was a great honor. Pleasure.